We learned of the ruling on Friday in Cook County, and I and my attorneys immediately started to review it to determine what impact it could have on Champaign County. And we determined that for a number of reasons, once the federal courts ruled that the state ban on same-sex marriage was unconstitutional in Cook County, that means it's unconstitutional for the entire state, that the residents of Champaign County don't have any fewer constitutional rights than those in Cook County, and that it would be a disservice to require same-sex couples in Champaign County to go through the litigation process with very nearly identical facts as the Cook County case, and very nearly, you know, very likely the identical outcome to the Cook County case just to get a same-sex license in Champaign County. So we determined that unconstitutional is unconstitutional and that requiring litigation would be a disservice. And based on that, we determined that in terms of procedures and logistics, we're ready in Champaign County to begin issuing same-sex marriage licenses immediately. So we made the decision to move ahead.
State's Attorney Julia Reitz helped you review this. Can you talk a bit about consulting with her?
Well, she is our attorney, and quite honestly, is a pleasure to work with on decisions like this. You know, she and I have had extensive discussions since Friday afternoon. Here's what my thinking is. Here's what your thinking is. What's legally permissible? What is legally clear? What's unclear? And we worked through this for 4 or 5 days, including over the weekend. And I'm, you know, happy that we were able to be in agreement on a path moving forward, and we're confident that what we're doing is the right thing to do, that it's legally justifiable, and we're all very comfortable with this path moving forward.
Were there other incentives, calls you had after the Friday ruling that helped influence this?
We had some inquiries from some couples who were interested in licenses in Champaign County, and to be honest with you, those inquiries helped galvanize my thinking a little bit, because, you know, if someone had come into the office, we would have had a decision to make. Do we turn them away and force them to go through a litigation process, or do we issue the license, or do we delay? And at the end of the day, I wasn't comfortable turning someone away and telling them that in order for them to have the same rights as people in Cook County, they'd have to sue us.
And it also just feel counterproductive to say, wait till June 1st?
Well, in terms of the procedures and the logistics, we don't need until June 1st to be ready for this. We're ready. And so in that sense, waiting here until June 1st while Cook County has moved ahead and while residents in Cook County get an enhanced level of service that's not available here in Champaign County didn't seem fair, doesn't seem right, and doesn't seem legal. It's for that.
At the time we're doing this, 10 a.m. on this Wednesday, any other counties talk to you about your interpretation of this? Any, you know of anybody else that might make this move?
Not yet. I'm hopeful that some other counties will look at our rationale for this and follow suit. But right now, we're the only county other than Cook in the state of Illinois.
Ed, you had calls in the past that this might happen earlier, and just other concerns, things that we have talked about, converting the civil unions into a marriage. And I mean, I assume that this has been, there are a fair amount of calls about these kinds of things?
We've had some inquiries. Most of them have revolved around whether the legislature would act and move up the effective date. But I get no sense that the legislature is going to act and move up the effective date to issue, you know, the clear legislative guidance that same-sex marriage is therefore the law of the land immediately. But given that, we were ready to move forward. And as I said, procedurally and logistically, we have been issuing marriage licenses in Champaign County for 150, 181 years. This is not a dramatic departure in procedure for us. We're ready to go.